corruption, the ashchasa, corruption. The tongue of the Rabbi Shmuel, the chol malkim shenemar ashchasa, and the other dvara zayir, ravos lechavim, that the goyim then by dora flaga, dora mabul, they were having znus, they were living with somebody else's wife, and they were worshiping the Rabbi Zayir. Dvar erva shenemar says ki hashchis kol basur adakai, and avos lechavim lechiv, can tashchisam v'yatisam. Now, so therefore, and the cloud is that Hashem doesn't punish unless there's Nazara. So since the Doha Mabel was killed because of this, that's a proof that they're Mitzvah in the Soso. Rashi says, you have to see Doha Mabel al Ervan Nenshuk, the Siv Yuvan al Ervan. That's how Rashi. This verse, Midiyana Shalayu Shamina Ifkud Alayu. Since they received the punishment, it's a proof that they're Mitzvah in this. So therefore, this applies to a Goy also. A Goy is Mitzvah, these two are various of Giva Royis and Avodah Zarah. V'iduch, what the other money will do with this? If you lash in from Vayetzav, what do you do with these psukim? V'iduch. Orchayu the Kol Megala. The Pesach is just saying here, what did they do wrong? Is not the mocker to see they're over, that the Azorahs from this Pesach. Vashvidach, man the doors for Yitzav, only work Azorah and Yitzav. The Azorahs were going not to worship over the Azorahs from the Pesach by Yitzav. He Hashem ruined other nations. But Gabidor HaMabul Uchayu Megali, according to the Pesach, was just telling everybody, what did they do wrong? What was the chet of the Dor HaMabul? Le'diya Aman Enshu, just to tell us why they were destroyed. But that's not the mockum for the Azorah, that's just telling us why they were destroyed.
So now,
Gezel, how do we know that a Goy is over here to Gezel? The Chassid HaPasuk says, Ki Yerek Esev Nesati Lechem, Eskoel. The Yom Rab Levi, Ki Yerek Esev Loi Ki Yerek Gina. It's like an Esev of a garden. Ki Yerek Esev Loi Ki Yerek Gina. Gina means the belonging to somebody else. You can't take somebody else's food. That's the Yisra of Gezel. The grows hefka, grows by itself, that you could take. But you can't take from somebody else's garden that he worked on. Yiddich was the other man, the other grown up from by itself. From that person, there's this a gezel. What do we need here? Haru lemishrei bosru the earth. Here's come and teach us that you're allowed to eat meat. Eivim in achai, this is what the says, as ach besor benashrei. Doma lo seichlu. I mean, you should not eat basa when the meat, when the life is still in it, when the animal is still alive, you can't pull off a piece of meat. Viduch, who the mishrei shrotsim with the yasif. Come to teach us that only even menachai is also for them, that shrotsim are mitzvah. Anything that's dead, what? Rashim shum the hundred will be even menachai, Michael Teichel. Yeah, well, mishrei even menachai, but shrotsim, what could they shim come on? Oifosh kol domba benashra, but basa kol basa, then we'll go. You're right. Shane Domoy Kali Shane Doma Kor Nefesh, it's not called a Nefesh. Now the radio kept sorry. The whole thing is called boss, but it's not called boss there. Right. It wouldn't be also for Goy to eat it, right. Even when it's alive. Abasan Asha Dongla Zev, Libra, Huba Mishra Shuatsum the Yasa. Sirus, I don't know Sirus, the Chassidus Pasuk says, Shir Tzu Boritz for Rabu Bo. That you're supposed to be able to produce to have other children. And if Sirus can't, Vidach lebracha b'yamu. Here the Pesach is giving a bracha. When you come out now, produce, have more children, pruvu. Kalayim, how do we know a guy is over this? A kalayim, the Chassidus says, me'yof le'minayu. Only an oif, you put them together, the two meaning, two types of birds together, but not two different types. Vidach hu le'tzavsa b'yamu.
They should have company together, they should be close together, that's all.
Of kalayim. Omer Rav Yosef, Amri Bei Rav, Al Sholish Mitzvahs Benerach Nerag. He holds on three mitzvahs of Benerach Nerag, not on all seven mitzvahs. Alright, we'll stop here. Listen, we had Omar Rav Yosef, Amri Bei Rav, Al Sholish Mitzvahs Benerag. For three mitzvahs, three averis, 10 lines down, two dots. On three mitzvahs Benerach Nerag. Three of the seven mitzvahs he holds, if they do the avera, they get misa. Yegishah simin. Agila rois, if a guy lives with somebody else's wife. Yashvichas domin, if a guy kills somebody. Yavrichas Hashem, if a guy curses Hashem, so these three averus the guy receives are mitzvah. Only these three, not more. Maskevlo Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah asked the question back. Why? I understand if a guy kills another guy, we kill him. The Siddur Pasuk says, Shofech dom, Shofech dam or adam. That we kill him. The Pasuk says, it's all about even Bnei Noach over there. If they kill somebody, we kill them. So by Shvichas dom, we have a Pasuk. Yeah. What does she say here? Yeah. Thank you. Yeelo hanech minolu. How do we know the other two? For avoid the zara for shvichas dami for birchas Hashem and gilu arayim. Mamasha. Igama mishvichas dami. If you say it's a gilu, the Torah says by shvichas dami is chayiv misa. If you learn out all his mitzvahs, if he doesn't listen to them, he gets misa. Tivsa afilu kulanani. Even the other seven, all of them. That's halacha. That anyone, the other six, right? If he doesn't listen to it, he gets misa. Imishum the yisrabu yishish. What do you want to tell me now? But these two cases of Gila Reis and Birchas Hashem is an extra pasuk ish that teaches us that a guy is just like a Jew. If so, Avodas Kechavim Nami is Rabbi Mish Ish. If a guy worships an Avodas Zara, he should also receive Misa. Rashi says, Ksiv Gabi Melech Ish Ish B'Kadeshim Tiyu. So he should also receive Misa. So why do you say only these three mitzvahs of Bnei Noach? Ela True, Ela Omer Rav Sheshes. Armi B'Rav, the name of Rav. Al arba mitzvot ben noach merit. For four averus, he gets killed. Al avodis kechavim, because it says ish, ben noach merit. For the Gemara of Atan, you will learn, the avodis kechavim, it's like this. Dvorim shall bezdin, shall yisrom a mitzvah malayim. If you do a real avodis to the avodis zara, something that even if a Jew would worship the avodis zara, that's a derech, that's the way they worship him, so a Jew would be chayiv mitzvah, is ben noach muzer alayim. If a guy does this type of an avodah, if a guy worships the avodah zara, it says a lashon of muzar aleihem, mashma it's only alav, but not that he's killed. It doesn't say he's killed. It's mashma only muzar aleihem. So azara in mitzalai, mashma only in azara is warned not to do it, but we do not kill him. So the kasha here was saying, avodah also he deserves mitzah from ishish. On Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, azara shalhem zui mitzosen. No, any time a guy is warned not to do something, for not listening, he deserves Misa. Like Rashi says, Azorah Shalhem, Kloimar, Kol Azorah, Titona Tona Gabi B'nei Noach, anytime the Torah says alav, a guy should not do it, Zui Misa Shalhem, Tledayik Bu Tona Lemisne Misa Gabi Chai V'Misas, the Azorah, Shein Bohem, Bishein Be Misa, Tledayik Yisrael, Kitsa the Azorah by Goy, that itself is Misa. Say Nechnami, by the Zorah, a guy would also receive Misa. It says, Luzer Aleihem, but of course it means he also would receive Misa.
What would the alternative be in any case? Would it be
Malka? Yeah. Rav Hu, Rav Yehuda, the Kulo Tamidi, the Rav, all the Tamidim and Rav, the Yeshiva, Amri, they say like this, Nizda Lochom, Al Sheva, Mitzvahs, Ben Noach, Nerag, and all seven Mitzvahs, all seven Averis that he has, if he doesn't listen, he's killed. Why? Golo Achmone B'chode, it says by Shvichas Dom, if he kills, that we kill him. Ru'adim Akulu, put in all of them. And that's the Svara, Azurosan Zui Misosan. The Torah warns him, gives him a law not to do it, he automatically receives Misa. But the Gemara, is this true? V'yagezel Benerich Nerig, is it true? One of the mitzvahs says he can't steal. So if a guy steals, you want to tell him he's Chayiv Misa, for a time you will learn like this. Al Hagezel, Gonav, V'gozal, V'chen Yafas Toyer, any cases like this, such as there is, that you're stealing, your fast toy is also a type of a stealing. That at war, you're stealing somebody else's wife. But you're the your fast toy, Tevinami Gezel. Shegezel is Ishtoy de Machoma. The Henk Yetzin or Sesh, ain't no mamish gaz Gezel. It's not a real stealing. It's like Gzela. So in all these cases like this, Kusi Bekusi, if a guy does it to another guy, or else for Kusi Be Yisrael, if a guy steals from a Jew, so also, Mashmasoni Asa, that's all. But he doesn't get Misa though. The Yisrael Bekusi, but if a Jew steals from a guy, Mutta, it's Mutta. Rashi learns like that. Rashi learns like a Mutta. Rashi says, Yisrael Bekusi, Mutta, Loi Sasha, Yes Reyachak says, for Loi Kusi, that you're allowed to steal from a guy. Rashi says though, Midirabon and Ikolamandi Yasim Shalchil Hashem Agazabasra.
Even though it's a machlekes in the Gemara and Baba Kama, so Rashi learns that man yom and a sentence of it's only yasim midi rabbanin, not midi raisim. Kivegi asked a question, and the Gemara would ask Mashma to not like that. Dear what's Mashma, there's a man yom that holds it's also to steal from a guy, even midi raisim. My core point of this Gemara here is going that midi raisim, you're allowed to steal from a guy. Yes, a gezel zoni, lo sashik, esrayachi, can't steal from your friend, another Jew, but from a guy you're allowed to steal.
In the war?
No, Sam, there's no way to gezel zoni from a guy.
There's
one man yomah like that. So Rashi's saying that even though it's a machlekes, we pass the mitzosa. And there are some sheets of the pasmos even after midiraisa. But according to Rashi, though, on the top to say itself, it's only yosem midirabonin. There's a chil Hashem involved. I know some people want to say, if you're doing a knife and there's no chil Hashem, they get away with it. No, all right. Let me go to that now. Now, the Yemisa, you're telling me now that Ben Gezel, to Sheva mitzvahs, a guy is killed, Nisni Chayiv, should have said if a guy steals from another guy, he's Chayiv. Mashma Chayiv Misa. Why do you just say Yosa? Someone says, no, true, it means that he's Chayiv Misa, but Mishum the Kabur, the Mishum the Sefer, once saying the Sefer, that Yisrael Bekusi Muta, that a Jew is allowed to steal from a guy. The Sefer says Muta, in the Sefer, Tana Reisha Yosa. But really, Yosa means that he's Chayiv Misa in a Chanami.
So now the Gemara asks the question, any time that really Yechayiv Misa, Misne Ketani, does the Braisa really have to say Lashon of Chayiv? Now that's the Yisrael, how come only said Lashon of Osa, why didn't it say Chayiv? I bring it to it not like that. To tell me Reish, it says in the Reish over here, Al Shvichas Damim, in the case of killing one another, it says like this, it says, Kusi Bekusi, for Kusi be Yisrael Chayiv, it says if a guy kills another guy, a guy kills another Jew, he's Chayiv. But Yisrael Bekusi Potter, it says that if a Jew kills a Kusi, it says here he's Potter. So what the question is, you see, the Braisa says Badafka, and the Reish attack and says he's Chayiv Misa, and then the Sefer only says also, the Chutz Mashmi is not Chayiv Misa, so back to the Kasha. So one says, no, here in the Reish, Shehechim, listen, how could he learn it? Listen, he also Muta, should he say that a guy to a guy is also, but a Jew to a guy is Muta, that's not true? For a time you learned, Kusi a guy, V'roya Behema, a Jew that's a shepherd, that steals, lets his animal pierce from other people's lands, Alokhariz Behema Bakam, that Loimalim Lemeridim, that if they're in a ball, they're dying, we don't have to save them. We're not mechuyev to save them. But the cloud of Ulay Meridim, we're not allowed to throw them down there. In other words, the guy, we're not allowed to kill a guy. So Bezoi, here you can't say, the locker of, Kusi can't say it's Mutter. That's why I have to say this lesson. That's why I have to say Lashon by Kusi is only Potter. Then it says, Ki Yitzvah the Gezel Mahi, what's the case similar to this in this Gezel? Mashma is not a real Gezel. It's something like Gezel. On the Ravacha, Bayaka, the Nitzucha, El the Payah the Kerem. If you have a worker that's working in the vineyard, the Gemara says, let's see, Payah the Kerem Amos, when does he want to eat from the vines? E Bishaz Gemam Melocha, when he's pulling off the grapes to take them home for the balabas. He says, that's not Gezel at all. Hateru, the Torah says clearly it's Mutta. Ela Bishaz Gemam Melocha, it's not at the time when he's taking the grapes off, it's when he's stopped working on the fields, then Gezel Mario. It's not a similar case to this where it's not a complete Gezel, it's a complete Gezel here. We want a case kiyetzah, but it's not a complete gezel. El rad omer apopo lenitzucha. Where's the case? El apokon mishav pruta. If a guy steals, apokon mishav pruta. For the gemara yochi, if so, kusi be yischel also. Why do you say that if a guy steals from a Jew, apokon mishav pruta? It's also. Why is it also? Haba mechilu. We know if one Jew steals from another Jew, apokon mishav pruta, he's not mechuyev to return it, because it's called haba mechilu. A Jew forgives. Someone says no. Nihi the boss of Achi Mochalei. True, after you steal the pocket Mishav fruit away from a Jew, he is Mochalei, forgives you. He doesn't ask you to give it back to him, but Sarah Bishaitim, Ilesle, doesn't he ask payment at the time when you're taking it away? Like you would ask him, should I take it or not? He'll say no. So therefore, Babad is a Ksas Isir that you're giving him pain. So therefore, that's called a Ksas Gezel. And it says, Kusi Bekusi, but a goy to another goy is also. Why? Kietzaben. Kiva the la b'nei mechila minu l'chur gezel ma'ayu. If so, when a guy steals from another guy, that's 100% gezel, even though it's talking to Mishav Pruta. But by a guy, we always say, it's not b'nei mechila, they don't mechil. They want their money back. So for him, even talking to Mishav Pruta has a lot of value, means something. They go after the money, so therefore it's not called a type of a gezel, but it's real gezel. So when it says, El Arad, Om Rav Acha, Bered Rav Ika, where's their case that's a type of a gezel, but not a real gezel? That the Gemara says kiyotzebei, something similar to this. There's a difference between a Jew to a guy or a guy to a guy. That if you have a worker working for you
and you hold back the wages, you do not pay him on time. That kusi, the kusi of the grey, hires another grey. That's the kusi of Yisrael also. So Rashi explains, like holding back the money, it's not called gezel gomer, you're not doing the maisa chatifa, stealing the money, but it's the name of gezel, you're not paying them the way you're supposed to. So such a gezel also, the difference between a Jew and a grey. That a grey to a grey to a Jew is also, but a Jew back to a grey, that's mutter. Now it says,
Pacha Bredu Aviko, Lenitzuk, what are we talking about over here? El Lekoyves Schasochim. If you hold back the wages of your worker, the what? Kusi, the Kusi, a guy hired another guy to work for him. Rasma Kusi, the Israel. If a guy hired a Jewish worker to work for him, also, you're not allowed to hold back the wages. That's a lav. You have to pay him B'yaymai, B'yaymai Titan Skaroi. You have to pay him that day that he works for you. But Yisrael Bekusi, as a Jew, hired a Goyish worker, then mutter. Then you're allowed to hold back the wages. You're not mechuyev to pay him back that day. Not at Mechlal, but you're allowed to wait another day or two.
Then the Gemara says, Ki Yitzev Yifas Toyer, what's a similar case by the Aveira Yifas Toyer, that is little is not completely, Nahi, Ki Yitzev Yavdim Omri Abloza, Omri Abchanina, Ben Noyach, a Goy, Sheyachat Shivcho, Liyavda, he set aside a Shivcho, to his Eved, Ubolah, and he lives with the Shivcho, never go lay, he'll be killed for this. So Rashi explained, Nergolah means the Mishum Gezel, you're stealing her. The RFP, Shane, the Zubalas, Bulas Bal, it's not called a real Bulas Bal, because there's no Denishas by a Chamor, by an Eved. So therefore, Kusi be Yisrael, the Mishivcha Kenana, Shiachad Yisrael, Liyavad Ivri. If a Jew set aside a Shivcha Kenana, for Zavad Ivri, or Bola Kusi, go and live with her, go and live with her, Nerak, a guy will be killed. What about Yisrael, the Kusi, there it's Mutta. Where's the case? In the case of Yifas Toya, even though she was married, she has a Goyish husband, but the Jew comes and takes her. Yifas Toya, that's the case where it's Mutta for a Jew. Now, the Shvichas Dom, the Gemara says, Latani. Here we don't have a case to say that the difference, a half of a Shvicha, a whole complete a Shvicha. Either you killed or you didn't kill. But Om Rabbi, Abai says, no. Be Mishkachas, you're going to find someplace, Latani, that learns the difference. You should know it's Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol. He goes according to Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Yenison Ben Shol Oimer. That Roidif Acha Chaveru Lahorgoi. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, so Shimon has a right to kill Reuven as self-defense. But the Yachli Yatsu Lebiachim Nivolov. Really, Shimon could just wound him. He could just shoot him in the leg, shoot him in the arm. He doesn't have to shoot him in the heart. For Lahitzel, he doesn't save him that way, but rather he kills him. The Lachar is Nerag. We kill Shimon. Nerag alone.